Just found this subreddit and thought I'd share my personal analogy. Why sex is like a hamburger. A friend and I came up with an analogy about sex a while ago, and I wanted to share it with someone. I found this community and thought you might enjoy it. Think about the best hamburger you've ever had. Maybe from some small local place in your hometown, or from a bigger and more popular chain, like Five Guys. It was juicy and delicious and dripping with toppings.
if the best burger you've ever had is from Five Guys, you are fucked.
You are uncultured. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I love my
burger. That's like the best sex you ever had being with your cousin.
That's like the best sex you ever had being, like, at Five Guys.
With your mom.
I'm writing this post, but, like, from the opposite perspective, where it's like, here's why a hamburger is like sex. So, the beef is kind of like the orgasm of the burger. Yes.
Yeah, and the lettuce and the is the condom. Yeah.
The bun is kind of the condom of the burger.
Yeah.
The tomato was perfectly ripe. The bun was soft and covered with the exact right amount of sesame seeds. The tomato... Shut up.
This is a girl who hasn't gotten her pussy eaten 9 years has growing in her vagina. Yeah.
The mayo on it was fresh and house-made. The works. Maybe you're a regular to the place that served you the best burger of your life.
This was written by cartoon characters starving on island.
Yeah, this was written by Blimpy.
Yeah.
Maybe you just happened to find it while on vacation or a road trip. Maybe when you ate the burger.
Maybe you would pay Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
It was during a meal with someone who really mattered to you. Or maybe it was by yourself. Anyway, it was an incredible burger, and it makes your mouth water just thinking about it. But even if burgers are your favorite food, would you really want to eat such a special one all the time? It would stop being special after a while. And besides, sometimes you're hungry and remember there's a McDonald's down
like
the street.
As a cheating confession to his wife. This is what happens when she caught
he's
him
saying
with
this in court. He's saying this in court while he's arguing for custody of his children. And sometimes you're hungry.
Getting the kids on weekends is kind of like the bad hot dog.
It's kind of like a burger dropped in water.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're hungry and you remember there's a McDonald's down the street and you have a huge craving for a Big Mac. Nothing special or fancy, just plain old processed Big Mac. The patty is kind of thin and the bun's a little soggy, but it fills you up. It doesn't taste half bad either. And other times, you want something in between. A couple of homemade burgers at your next-door neighbor's barbecue, eaten with your friends. A burger with chipotle mayo and avocado that you saw on the Red Robin menu and thought looked interesting and different.
Maybe you know what I could really go for right now is the best burger of my entire life.
Guys, let's make a pact. Let's come back here in 1 year and eat the best burger of our life.
Yup.
Yeah, I was deciding
between... If we haven't found a burger by the time we're 40, let's go and get the best burger of our life together.
And then kill ourselves.
Everyone remembers the best burger they ever fucked.
Yeah.
Where was
I? The beef was soft. It was cooked just the perfect amount.
Yeah.
The beef was... not stinky yet.
Yeah. You like take like a huge bite of it and you're like, where's the fucking clit again? God.
Guys don't even know how to find the sesame seed.
Yeah, they don't even know how to find the burger clit.
In case you haven't already guessed, all these different burgers represent sex. It can be a vast...
Oh!
I thought I was just getting hungies.
Oh!
You guys want me to read it again now that you know the burgers represent sex?
Yeah,
from the top. It can be a vastly different experience based on 100 different factors. Sometimes sex, especially when it's with someone you care deeply for or have a strong emotional bond with, can be beautiful and magical and memorable and special. But it doesn't have to be. It can be a stranger at a nightclub when you're kind of horny, like the Big Mac. It can be average and meh.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm sure this guy who can only categorize things via burger is constantly having meaningless sex at the club.
Like a fucking 1970s Soviet caricature of how Americans think.